I wouldn't say that we have tremendous foot traffic, but that has certainly come to nearly a halt. Legislators, lawmakers, myself, we spend a lot of time in our day interacting with people. Historically, those interactions are at a personal level in person, and by and large, those have cut down significantly. I used to spend a lot of time on the phone. I spend much more time on the phone, which probably my wife said was never possible. It actually you look for the positives, and the positives are, I think the public, think of the district that I represent. You know, it stretches some two and a half hours east to west. And so, historically, people would want to have meetings with me. I might be traveling across the state to meet with folks, or they may be traveling themselves to meet. Today, I think people are just more accustomed to picking up the phone, scheduling some time, and, talking through some issues.
Has it affected the volume of people that you serve, or the quality of the service in time to resolution of a particular request to bird dog something through an agency or something like that?
The impact that I have seen is that a number of the state agencies have not been fully operational. And, there have been lots of news reports about the struggles of people dealing with unemployment. That agency has tasked its employees, I don't know if all of them, but, significant numbers of its employees were working remotely, working from home or what have you. And it just made communicating with the state agencies that much more difficult. I think, again, from the public's perspective, there's a historical kind of mindset that is one where you walk into state agencies. Think of your DMVs and places like that. Those things just did not become as possible. And especially for some of our more mature listeners, there is that expectation that you can walk in and that's just not, it's not the same anymore. And so people are adjusting.
Is it going to permanently change that culture?
I think there will be some permanent changes, and some of that can be good, right? I mean, the opportunity to operate, I think the whole world who's navigating COVID is finding ways to operate, and hopefully they're finding ways to operate more efficiently. Government has long been criticized for being slow to evolve, adapt, known for bureaucracy and inefficiencies. So you could argue that this gives us an opportunity to improve that. I wouldn't overpromise that you're going to see immediate results from that. I think you're going to have more people frustrated at first than not. But it creates some pressure on all of us who serve in some public capacity to ask, how can we deliver the services that we're asked to deliver in a more effective and efficient manner, given the new norm that we live in?
There's a growing body of research that's concluded that the steep drop in economic activity last spring was primarily a result of individual decisions by consumers and businesses rather than legal mandates. People stopped going to restaurants before governors ordered them shut down, airports emptied out, even though there was never really significant restriction on domestic air travel. How should we view that set of facts in relation to this third wave that Illinois is seeing and the prospect of mitigation efforts in the region that we are in?
I haven't seen those reports, but I suspect they're true. I think in different contexts, I've talked previously about the fact that I think it's very hard for governments to mandate behavior. Governments, try to influence behavior. That's, you think of some of the incentives that exist in government to get, its people to move in one direction or another. Home ownership is often talked about, something that's incentivized to encourage certain behaviors, right? I think governmental mandates about how we conduct our lives, where we eat, how we interact in the public, are very difficult.